Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here, and one here, and one here, and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates, all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, nobody saw apparitions, nobody reported shadow figures. It was just a simple voice saying hello, often enough that new employees eventually learned they weren't the first person to hear it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hello, and thank you for listening. If you would like to share a real ghost story with us, you know it's very easy. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it down, you can actually go to the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Always, you can become a premium subscriber if you'd like. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, and sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
Well, you know, today is numerically sort of a creepy day.
Okay. Oh. Yes.
It is 6/6/26.
It is.
I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, the two's in there, so I think it saves us from ultimate peril. But
it's like the two is the only thing saving this world from ultimate peril. I kind of feel like lately,
it is sort of on it is teetering.
Thank God for the 20 in front of the 202 in front of the six.
Yeah, but I looked at that today and I went, oh, 666. Oh, okay. But we have the two there, you know, buffering it for us, so we should be okay.
Thank you, Jesus. So yeah. I was thinking about you the other day because, you had the weird dream about Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Her resigning. So it was a premonition dream because you had the dream before she resigned and then she resigned the next day. And in the dream, if you didn't listen to the episode, then Kathy was like,
I'm not qualified.
They offered her the job.
Yeah. They were adamant I take it. Like, and I kept saying, no, you know, I'm not like qualified to do this. We don't care. You're going to do it. You have to be doing this. And so I came up with every excuse in the world. And
but I had to laugh because you, I don't know if you didn't take the job in your dream or if it was more like you woke up because it was a bit of a nightmare.
No, it was a very frustrating dream. It's one of those where, you know, you're really worked up all night and you wake up kind of worn out, because after they told me how much money they would pay me, I was like,
maybe
I could do it for a little while. You know, I don't have to do it forever. I could just do it for a little bit. And I kept, then I start Googling, what do you do as the, you know, intelligence director? And so I spent like all night just trying to get information the rest of the night about what I'm going to do in this job and how to handle everything. So that was where it was. Like, I did not feel qualified. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, but what made me laugh is then when they appointed someone, I'm like, oh my God, the guy has as many qualifications as Kathy does.
He does. Exactly. When they said
so
it,
I laughed out loud. I was like, oh my God, it was a premonition dream all the way around.
Well, because I think by law, the intelligence, you know, the director,
it's
of
pretty big deal.
Huge. I think I heard that it oversees 14 different intelligence communities underneath it. And this guy, like, you have to, by law, have some sort of qualification, whether it be like military or police or, you know, you have to have some sort of security background, CIA maybe. You've got to be something like that by law. But apparently they're trying to get around that by saying,
intern.
You know, yeah, he's just, you know, we'll just have him there for a while or whatever. But it was so funny because it's just like, he has nothing in that background.
And I was like, I wonder if he was as nervous as Kathy, like, I'm going to have to Google this job.
And I am not sure that college professor teacher isn't even a better qualification.
I don't know.
I've had to do a lot of surveillance in my classes, seeing if they're cheating or not. So I don't know.
At least he got that.
It was funny. But, you know, once again, this weird premonition of this job coming up, and they handed it to me in my dream. But what's weird is in real life, they handed it to somebody else that, you know, in my dream, it was me. And I was like, but I'm not qualified. I should not have this job. And in real life, they did that.
And that guy's like, dream. And that guy's like, I got this.
Yeah, he's like totally over it.
How hard could it be?
Hey, I watched Homeland.
Yeah.
I watched Homeland. It's hard.
And I worked at McDonald's. You can't imagine the drive-through.
Like,
when I was in high school, it was a lot of managing people late at night.
Yeah. Yeah, like I watched, you know, I've watched like some Mission Impossibles and stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I got this.
I watched all the Jack Ryan movies.
I haven't, so therefore I'm
Homeland
not qualified.
Beginning to end.
I did love Homeland, so maybe I am qualified. And I watched The Diplomat. That seems like it would give me
the
some
Diplomat. That's kind of there too, right? So
super good. If you haven't watched that, it was so good.
Maybe I am qualified.
Yeah.
Okay.
As qualified
right.
as he is.
I'll give him a call.
Okay. Well, let's go to a ghost story. Okay. So this says, recently I was visiting my parents and we were sitting around talking and my mom asked if I remembered the voice, that's in quotes, at the elementary school where I used to work. The funny thing is that I hadn't thought about it in years, but the second she said that, I knew exactly what she meant. When I was in college, I worked evenings as a custodian at one of the elementary schools in my hometown. There were usually three of us working each night. We'd divide up the building and spend most of our shifts cleaning classrooms, hallways, and common areas. Not exciting. I liked the people I worked with, and most nights were pretty uneventful. The school itself wasn't especially old or known for being haunted. During the day, it was full of kids and teachers and constant activity, but at night, it felt completely different. Once everyone went home, the building got incredibly quiet. You could hear a chair scraping across the floor from halfway across the school. First time anything strange happened, I was cleaning desks in one of the classrooms. I heard somebody say, "Hello?" from what sounded like the hallway just outside the room. I answered right away because I assumed it was one of the other custodians trying to get my attention. When nobody responded, I walked out to see who it was, but the hallway was empty. I remember looking around for a few seconds and then going back to work. At that time, I didn't think anything about it. A couple of weeks later, happened again while I was cleaning near the library. The same thing, a voice said, "Hello?" as if someone was trying to get another person's attention. I answered, stepped into the hallway, nobody there. What stood out to me was how normal the voice sounded. It wasn't creepy or unusual, it sounded like an actual person. If someone had been standing next to me and heard it too, I don't think either of us would have thought anything was strange until we realized nobody was around. After that, I started hearing it ever so often. Not constantly, not enough that I expected it, but enough that I remembered it. Every time it was the same thing, just a simple hello from somewhere nearby. Every time I'd stop what I was doing and go looking for whoever had spoken. And every time I'd find the empty hallways and empty classrooms. Eventually, I mentioned it during a break one evening. I expected the other custodians to laugh at me or tell me I was hearing things. Instead, one of the older guys just smiled and said, "Oh, you heard it too." That was the first time I learned other people had experienced it. He told me employees had been hearing it for years. Not every employee, not every night. Often enough that most of the long-term custodians knew exactly what he was talking about. The strange thing was that everyone described it the same way. Nobody talked about seeing apparitions or hearing strange noises. It was just a voice saying hello. Once I knew that, the whole thing became harder to ignore. If it had happened to me only, I probably would have forgotten about it. Knowing that other people had heard the exact same thing made it feel strange. The experience I remember most clearly happened during my second summer there. I was working by myself in the kindergarten wing, running one of those big floor machines that are so loud you can barely hear anything else. I shut it off, so I moved some furniture, and the second the machine went quiet, I heard someone say, "Hello?" right behind me. I turned around immediately because I was convinced somebody was standing there, and there wasn't. I checked the nearby classrooms, looked down both ends of the hallway, even walked into the neighboring wing. There wasn't another person anywhere around. I eventually found one of the other custodians and asked where he'd been working because I wanted him to tell me he'd been nearby. He hadn't. He was on the opposite side of the building. A few weeks later, a college student who had been hired for the summer came into the custodial office looking confused, and she asked if we had been calling for her, and we said no, and she said she could have sworn somebody had said hello from down the hallway while she was cleaning. Nobody had told her about the voice. She brought it up completely on her own. I think that was the moment that convinced me this wasn't just a weird thing I was experiencing, because she described exactly what the rest of us had heard without knowing any of the stories before. I graduated the following year, eventually moved away. Every now and then I'll run into someone from back home who still works for the school district. A few years ago, I saw that same older custodian at a community event and asked him if people still heard the voice. He laughed and said they did from time to time. I've had plenty of jobs since, and I've spent plenty of evenings alone in buildings, but nothing like that has ever happened anywhere else. Looking back, what makes it so strange isn't that I heard a voice, it's that so many other people heard the exact same thing. I don't know who was saying hello or why they always sounded like they expected someone to answer back. I just know that for a few summers during college, there was something in that school that seemed determined to keep introducing itself. I'd love to hear my story on the show. That's from Greta. Interesting story that's all it ever was.
I am trying to come up with some logical explanation.
There ain't no logical explanation for that one.
Because it's odd that it was always the same hello.
Uh-huh. Like someone just trying to get your attention. Just like if you're working and you're on the other side of school, I'm going to say something to you. I might go, "Hello," or, "Hey, Greta." Yeah. It's just trying to get your attention.
Did anyone ever try to talk to it? Or did they all just go, "Huh? Okay, nobody's there." Me, at some point, I think I would have turned around after said hello and said, "Hello, where are you? Who are you?" kind of thing. I think I might. It didn't seem to be terribly frightening. it seemed to be just unsettling.
Well, and I wonder too, if you're alone, there is, and she does mention that, there is this thing in a school, how it feels so different at night than during the day. Like, mm-hmm. if you were going to a school program at night and you walk in, just has a totally different vibe. It, like, every single school is like that. And I mean, I understand it, but at the same time, it just feels so weird. Do you want to know who is saying hello?
Well, I kind of feel like, and I know this is just, I have no, I don't know what I'm talking about because I wasn't there, but who would say hello to everybody as they came to school? Oftentimes, a principal will be standing there welcoming the kids in the morning. Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello? You know? And I don't know whether it was something like that. Like, we have a ghost that's actually just, you know, doing the residual same thing over and over.
I think most of us have been in a school where there was the older custodian. Everybody liked him. Mm-hmm. And he would say hi to all the kids, Mr. or whoever it might be.
Right.
And, you know, so he's kind of watching them do their work.
So, yeah, maybe that's an approach. It could be something like that. You know, I was thinking maybe it's like a principal doing a residual good morning routine or something. It's definitely happening. Everybody says, oh, yeah, we've all had it happen. And then the new girl comes right in first thing and says, hey, so was somebody trying to get my attention? Because, but nobody seemed deathly afraid of it.
No.
They just seemed like when they turned around and no one was there, it was like, huh.
That's all it's ever going to do.
And I have that happen occasionally. You do. Everybody does. We hear somebody say something, turn around, nobody's there. We don't flip out. We just go, huh, that's weird.
Must have heard something.
Okay, go on with life, right? It's odd that this would happen so often, but it didn't feel threatening. It didn't feel bad. Nobody just quit the job and went home and didn't come back.
I think that's interesting. It's that so many people heard the exact same thing.
I'm going with principal in a residual thing. You're going with custodian?
I love the idea of it being a custodian. I don't know why.
All right.
Just making sure the job's getting done.
Yeah.
Although, do you really want to spend the afterlife as a custodian? Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
If you love the job.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those situations where a school is a perfect example. It is very empty and weird feeling when there's nobody in it. But when there are students and schools in session, there's so much activity that paranormal activity can't really get through because there's just so much going on. Mm-hmm. But like my friend who works in a school here, has had all kinds of paranormal experiences. Most of them happen in the morning, first thing when they get there, or later when they're done teaching.
Well, when it's quiet enough, you can listen.
Yeah.
Right.
Like she and said, you know, hear. It was turning on radios one day and all this crazy stuff. So
we've had some really crazy school hauntings.
Yeah. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hey, this is Sean again from Lake Wills. I have a couple of interesting stories about a hospital near here where I live. My stepdad and my mother both work at this place, my stepfather did before he passed, but he told me some interesting stories when he was a security guard there. One being that this one hallway, and this also came from my mother, this one hallway before they completely renovated this hospital, there was just something about it. They knew this place was haunted. This whole section of the hospital was haunted due to the fact that this was a lower area that was almost like underground. So it should have been cooler than the rest of the area of the hospital, but this place is always hot, which is weird for something haunted. It should be like a lower temperature, but this place was always hot and it was nowhere near like boilers or anything like that. And the heat, the air conditioner would always be up to like 70 some odd degrees in this area, but it was always hot. No matter what they did, it was always, always hot. There are stories of one of the gurneys that they would have set out would just start rolling sideways across this level floor that, you know, this thing was level that it should be sliding downwards because it was a downward angle, but this thing was sliding across, straight across the floor to the other wall, from wall to wall, not going down, but just like sliding back and forth. One of the interesting stories that my stepdad told me was after they started renovating this place, they disconnected the phone lines and everything. There's no power going to it. All of a sudden, the phone line, the phone that was sitting in, that was from one of the offices down there that was put where my dad had to walk around with some like the supplies, and the phone was just sitting there on the table. It starts ringing. It's not connected. There's no power supply, nothing. It starts ringing. And this was one of the phones that was in the offices down in this haunted area of the hospital. It was kind of creepy and kind of weird, but my mom has also told me about walking down there and hearing screams down this area, and there's no patients in this area. So yeah, it's kind of creepy, but nothing's happened since, or from I heard, since they did the complete renovation. But I thought I'd share it with you, just hearing about the other haunted hospital. Thank you. Later.
It kind of made me laugh because then he goes, it's kind of creepy. And I'm like, kind of. He had been talking about hearing screams, a gurney going sideways back and forth, which it shouldn't be doing, phones ringing that shouldn't be ringing. I'm like,
okay, my
no.
question is, would you have answered the phone?
Probably. Just because I'd have probably done it without thinking. Unless, you know, it was like, oh, the receptionist gets that and we don't answer the phone. Depends on how that works.
I think if I'd known that it had been disconnected, that there was a power to it or whatever, and it's ringing, I know exactly what I would have done. I'd have picked it up and gone, hello?
Hello? Anybody there?
I would have done my, like, I'm really kind of scared, but I can't stand it. I gotta know.
Do I really want to know?
Hello? Okay, kill me now. That's all right.
Are you a ghost? Are you a ghost or a serial killer? I don't like either.
It's
Roman.
Coming from within the hall. Like,
why? Why do I have to be down in the bowels of this hospital?
What is coming? What? Answer me. What is it? Y'all always say it's coming. What is it? How do I prepare? Do I need a flamethrower? Like, what? A fork? I don't know. Is it supper? Like, what is
coming? Do I need money to bribe it? Here's a exactly. 20. Go away, please.
It's like, what do I need? You know, is it scared of spiders? Like, help me out here, people.
I don't know, because depending on when the phone rang, you know, because like in a scary movie, she's sitting there and hears a knock at the door and she's watching a movie and she's like, oh my God. And she grabs a pillow or a blanket and she's like, what is it? What is it? And then the phone rings. It's like, you know, is it that kind of a moment or is it just like, hey, we're just down here to, this is where the snack machine is and we're getting a snack. Phone ring. Oh, I bet that's floor three. Hello. And then, oh, shit, I forgot this. Phone's disconnected. Bom, bom, bom.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that would have been. But I think I would have picked it up and done the.
I'm a really good person.
I'm really scared.
Well, we've got one more phone call.
How you doing, guys? My name's Justin. Love your show. But all right, I'm going to get right into my story. So me, my, and a bunch of our friends are just hanging out. And we're all bored on a Friday night, so we're just chilling. We decide to go to this local cemetery. And at this cemetery, it's supposed to be haunted. I guess back in the early 1900s, a wife and a husband were arguing by the swamp that's behind the cemetery. And the husband was being accused of cheating on her, and he got mad and pushed her into the swamp, and she drowned to death. And the legend says that now the green lady haunts this the cemetery. You always see a green mist, and that's what people say. They see a green mist, and they hear noises, and all that kind of weird stuff. They call it the Green Lady Cemetery. So we're at the cemetery, and nothing's really happening for a while. Nothing at all. So we stayed there for about an hour. And also, this is the night before Halloween. And nothing really happened, but, you know, we kept saying, you know, if you're here, give us a sign, blah, 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 show it something. You know, do something to let us know you're here. And nothing happened. So eventually we just went home, and we go to sleep. Me and my friend Mike, he slept over my house. So in the morning, I wake up to getting hit in the back with a sandal because I was laying on my bed towards the wall, and my door's over in the far left-hand corner, and I got hit with a sandal. So I wake up, and it hit me pretty hard. So I look at the door. I jump around and look at the door, and it's cracked open slightly. So I'm wondering if my friend Mike is messing with me, you know, opened the door and threw it at me and is hiding by the door. So I stand there and I'm waiting for him to poke his head out. I'll be like, ah, I got you, blah, blah, blah. But he doesn't poke his head out. After about 20, 30 seconds, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get up. So I got up, went to the living room. He's passed out on the couch sleeping. I'm still not convinced that he's sleeping. So I'm sitting there trying to figure out if he's playing with me, if he ran back and actually threw it and just pretending to be sleeping. So I'm standing right above him, waiting for him to open his eyes or peek at me or peek, you know, and he doesn't open his eyes. And no one else was in the house. It's me and my friend because my parents have to work. So I'm just wondering what the heck's going on. So as I'm sitting there, waiting for him to open his eyes, see if he's, you know, faking it, a really loud, weird noise, like sounded kind of like a gust of wind, started at the far left of the room and went across my TV and then just vanished. It sounded like a wind, like a whoosh. And it was so loud, and it actually must have had some sort of wind or something, because my TV started, you know, shaking back and forth a little bit. And at that point, it just surprised me, and I'm like, okay, what was that? That was kind of weird. So I that's when I woke up my friend, and I told him what happened. He had no idea, you know, what was going on, blah, blah, blah. He said he didn't do it. He was sleeping. And so we get up, and we're in the kitchen, and we're talking about it. And as we're talking about it, I have a cross on my wall that's hung up on a little nail. It's hung there, and it just falls off onto the ground. And I don't know how that happened. There's no way it could have just flown off and fell by itself. So that was kind of weird. We started freaking out when that happened. And as soon as we start freaking out, my brother comes running through the front door like, yo, guys, what happened? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. He didn't hear us freaking out or not. He was just like, what are you doing? And we're like, what do you mean? What's wrong? And he was like, I just went to open the front door, and it got about halfway, and it was like someone stopped it. Like someone was on the other side of the door and put their hand there and just stopped the door. He said it stopped right in its track, and he couldn't move it for about 3 seconds, then it pushed open. And it was all really weird, and we all told each other what happened, the story, and nothing else happened from there. But it was kind of weird that this all happened the day after we came, you know, went to that cemetery. So I'm just wondering your guys' thoughts on it. Do you think Zion maybe followed us back, or because it was Halloween, there's a lot of energy out? I don't know, but it was pretty weird. Thanks, guys. I loved your show. I listen to it every night. Keep it up. Thank you.
You know, that is weird because it doesn't sound like he didn't preface it with, oh, we'd been having all kinds of crazy shit happening in that house. It just sounds like one night. And it just happens to be after Halloween. And it just happens to be after they go to the, what do they call it, the Green Lady Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I would maybe be doing the same thing. Like, did we bring something home? Because why is all this crazy shit happening?
And then it was sort of there for a little bit, but then that seems to have been it.
Yeah, I think he would have mentioned, and it continued for 2 more years like that.
Yeah, no, he talked like that was, because he said nothing else happened. And I just have a feeling it did have something to do with the night before. And he might be right. I think there are certain times of the year that things are more active. And I do think Halloween has something to do with it. I sort of do. There's just a weirdness in the air around Halloween that I can't quite explain. But you guys know, you feel it. So I think there is something that happened there. They asked for it to show up. They stood there at the cemetery and said, you know, let's see you. Are you there? You know, whatever they were doing.
Let this be a lesson.
Yeah, and you be careful. We talk about this all the time. Be careful what you ask for. You know, they had some, a handful of weird things that happened, it seems like, within about a 15-minute period or a 30-minute period. I just don't think that it could be totally exclusive of what happened the night before. It seems like they're related to me.
Yeah, it's just very weird that all that stuff, even like the exclamation point on the whole thing, the cross, boom, it like falls or something.
And right?
Like all this weird shit happened.
That's creepy. And the whooshy thing. I know what it feels like to try to open a door or close a, you know, to get out of a room and you can't. It just won't let you. And then all of a sudden, it just does. And nothing's there. Nothing's, you know, you're trying your dangdest to push the door open and you cannot.
Yeah. And it's also one of those stories that had I not heard it in his voice and just read it, I might have been like, I'm not sure if I'm buying that. But when I listened to him tell the story, mm-hmm. you know, that's really interesting. Well,
and he did what we all do. We all run to any sort of just explanations, practical explanations we can come up with. Oh, I think Mike was just fooling me, ran back to the, got on the sofa and is pretending to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like he's going through the stuff.
And who throws sandals?
That's just weird. Like, and you know, I don't know how old these guys were. It sounds like maybe they were in high school or, you know, maybe they were 18 or something or 20. But I just find it hard to think of a guy that age thinking, man, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get up, run down the hall, throw a sandal at him and get back in here and act like I'm asleep.
And then other weird things are going to happen.
It just seems weird that he would think that would even be a thing. You know,
I don't know. That was an interesting story.
Because if guys play practical jokes, they're going to own them at some point. Right. They're going to say, I know I did it. It was hilarious. I was dying laughing the whole time. Right. They're going to own it. Why wouldn't you? Why play a practical joke and not get the glory? That would be silly.
But then it'd have been a whole different story if that would have been the end of the story. And then somebody threw a sandal at me. My buddy was sound asleep.
And then the brother's mad at him. He's
yeah,
like,
but
what
there's
going
too
on
many
here?
Other things that happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know how something can follow you home, and I don't know why it would just choose to stay. But, you know, like his theory, Halloween, maybe energy was kind of ramped up or something.
Mm-hmm. It feels like it had something to do with the night before, though.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. So share your real ghost stories with us. If you want to call it in, the number's 855-853-4802. Super easy to write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber with no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you very much for listening.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment.
what you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement. Part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants.
before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack, too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack, too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement. Part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack, too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah. That feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Henyon & Walsh was made for people like you. People who value speaking to the right people at the right time. That's why we answer the phone ourselves. To understand you and help you invest for the life you want. Because you've earned it. We're Henyon and Walsh, and a human connection. Get a second opinion. Call 800-279-5279 or find us online. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Advisory services provided by Henyon and Walsh Asset Management. Securities offered by Henyon and Walsh, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.